So as we hear all the time about the mother passing away, and the sons may usually come back to our office and cry, "I wasn't good enough, your son. I wasn't going to love your daughter," and so on and so forth. But unfortunately, you will never have a chance to have a mother back again, or a father back again. That's why the Sahaba al-Mu'allaha al-Jumayn used to cry when the parents die, because they say one gate of heaven has been shut, has been closed. So you will remember, as you were married, you'll remember when your wife told you, "I have a good news. The doctor told me I'm pregnant," and when you prostrated to Allah to thank Him for the gift He's given you. And you remember, as that circle of life, you'll see this beautiful face, and even the mother has seen death to give them life, and they've gone hungry to feed them, and they've gone thirsty to quench the thirst. Devoted the whole lives to make sure that they're raised the way they are. And that's when the righteous man was saying, "Who is your favorite woman on the face of the earth?" He says, "The one that waited for me for 9 months. And when she saw me, she was all smiles and devoted the rest of her life to look after me." So you'll never be able to pay the debt of your mother. You'll be able to pay the debt of your father. If he's enslaved, then you pay the ransom and you set him free. But you will never be able to pay the debt of your mother. According to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, when the man, and the story is known, just a quick reminder, when the man carried his mother on her back, on his back, take her for Hajj, he says, "Kuntu laha ba'iru wa mudallil." I was her mode of transportation. I carried her on my back. I fed her. I bathed her. I cleaned her. I changed her. I paid my debt because I did what she did to me. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, "Wallahi, you haven't paid the debt of your mother." He says, "How come?" I said, "Everything she did to me." He says, "Yes. But she did what she did to you, and she was hoping that you will live. That you did what you did to her, and you were hoping that she would die." They're not the same. And that's why, again, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, if your parents go to sleep and they're angry because of you or crying because of you, if you die that night, one or two gates of hellfire are waiting for you. But if your parents go to sleep happy or smiling because of you, if you die that night, one or two gates of heaven waiting for you. The choice is up to you. So again, as I always ask the brothers and sisters, if your parents are alive and you're lucky enough to have a chance, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. A simple request. If your mother is still alive, every time before she goes to sleep and every time when she wakes up from sleep, I want you to kiss her hand. Because this is the hand that bathed you, cleaned you, fed you, changed you, carried you, wiped the tears off the eyes, and shed the sunlight from the eyes. And this is the hand that is supposed to be kissed to remind you of who you truly are. The second reason for your creation. And to kiss the forehead of your father, because that's where that sweat poured from the forehead, to put clothes on your back, food on the table, and roof over your head, by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as that child, make sure you make dua for her in every salah. According to Ahmad al-Mahhab rahmatullahi alayhi, is in every salah, you say, "Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira." That's his request, and he has his proof. Some other scholars, they say, if you don't make dua for your children, for your parents, you're not a righteous child. And their proof of that is that mafhum al-mukhalafa, the novelty, the opposite, because the hadith says, وَوَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ. That means a righteous child that will make dua for them. Which means if you don't make dua them for your parents, you're not a righteous child. So that's what I'm going to ask, especially our dear brother. صَدَقَ الْجَارِيَةَ, make an ongoing charity on her behalf. عِلْمٌ يُتَبْعُ بِهِ. So everything she taught you, you do, she will get the righteous deeds on her behalf. And a dua for every salah according to Imam Muhammad, wallahu musta'an. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on Sister Siha, to give her the ability to be able to answer the questions in the grave. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make her grave a piece of heaven, not a piece of hell. Expand as far as her eyesight can see, not collapse the ribs in it. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see her place in Jannah, not her place in hellfire. So we'll say, Rabbi aqim as-sa'a kay a'udu ila ahli wa mali. Oh Allah, establish the hour so I can go back to my family and wealth. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect her on pulpits of light. grant her a book with the right hand side, allow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to intercede for her, and the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be able to see the magnificent face of Allah and the way befitting His Majesty with no accountability. Ameen wa akhda wa alhamdulillahi rabbil ameen wa sallam alayhi wa sallam. But we say the brother, lillahi ma akhda wa ma'akhda wa kulli shaykh tabla ibn sallam, wa tawfiq wa inshaAllah. Which means for Allah what He grants, for Allah what He takes, everything is a decreed matter, so be patient and seek the reward from Allah. If the sister